other companies obviously can have very strict discipline systems, but no other company that we're aware of has a discipline system that's a monitoring and discipline system that is so driven by computers and algorithms and is so unrelenting in how hard it pushes workers. And then combined with that, they care only about one thing, which is the speed of getting their packages to customers. And they design their physical equipment with only that in mind, without the bodies of the health of the workers in mind. So there are a lot of different ways to design a warehouse, and they have only chosen to design it for one purpose, not for the purpose of taking into account people's physical capacities, just from a physical engineering standpoint.
Yeah.
So they have people picking things up off the floor. They have people reaching too far and, of course, moving too fast. And, of course, they're able to do this because workers are not organized. They don't have the power to push back.
Mm-hmm.
So instead, we have a huge company whose business model at the core of the company, their warehouses, is to work people too hard and then to throw them out. And if you look around at other media reports and so forth, you'll see that it's not unusual at all for the turnover in an Amazon warehouse to reach 100% per year. They just push people too hard, use them up, get rid of them. And if it injures a lot of people, the managers who run this company, they obviously don't think it's their problem or their responsibility.
Let me tell you. Yeah.
Those are the basic elements to it. And it's really extraordinary in our industrial history to see a company this big take on this kind of a role with as little competence to deal with the human effects.
So when I've questioned the mayor here about that, Mayor Bynum, he says, well, I haven't heard any problems in Tulsa. I haven't heard about any problems. And that's probably what he will say when I mention this report to him. What would you say to that?
And who was the person who gave you that answer?
The mayor of Tulsa.
Oh, the mayor?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've asked him. I said, what would you say about, you know, these safety issues? And he said, well, in Tulsa, I haven't heard of anything in Tulsa, is what he has said. And I think he would probably say that again, even though now the Washington Post article at least mentions Tulsa several times.
Yes, it does.
So, yeah. Why do you think they aren't here? Why do you think the leaders of cities aren't hearing about it? Because, like you said, they aren't organized.
Well, when you say they aren't organized, you're not referring to the leaders of the cities, you're referring to the workers, correct?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Why aren't we hearing more about it, you know?
Because our labor laws and our management structures are designed to suppress the voices of workers. Was the mayor of Tulsa hearing about the effects of slavery in, you know, or racist working conditions in 1890? Probably not, because the system was set up to suppress the voices of people who were suffering these horrendous abuses. I don't know, you know, I'm making all sorts of assumptions about the historical accuracy about working conditions in Oklahoma, eastern Oklahoma in the late 1800s, but if it's like it was in the rest of the South, it was pretty bad. And yet mayors could probably claim they didn't know anything about that either. So if the system is set up to shut down worker voices, then a mayor has to be concerned enough to go look into the situation and find out. So when a mayor talks to a company that wants to come into town, does he ask them what their injury rates are? Does he ask them what their safety program is? Does he ask them what's their system for helping workers who are injured speak up when the conditions are bad? Probably not. Well, if you don't have a system to help workers report dangerous problems, and you don't ask the management about those problems, about the existing information about those problems, then you can make sure you're never going to hear about it. And that's what most mayors in places like Tulsa do. They make sure they never hear about it. And that information is available. You know, the company has it, the public now has it, and, you know, we have to find ways to, and a mayor who, or a governor who cares about workers would take the time to find out. But
yeah,
unfortunately, they don't. And are they good jobs or bad jobs? And if they're not good jobs, how are they bad? And if you look around the around this company and all of the information that's available about them, what you see is hundreds of thousands of really bad jobs with 100% turnover rates and injury rates that are off the charts.
Mm.
So it's not just a question of saying, well, we want jobs. Fine, everybody said, you're allowed to say we want jobs. If you're a good mayor, you do that. But if you don't ask the question, what kind of jobs, then what you're doing is saying, we don't care what kind of job you bring in. Just do what you're going to do, and the workers be damned, and the families be damned.
So what can we do? So you say that there's these laws in place, or there's a system in place that doesn't allow workers to speak out. What is the remedy?
Well, there are, you know, multiple things that need to change, but things don't change on their own. So the first thing that has to change is Amazon itself, putting aside mayors and governors and senators, Amazon itself has to change. Amazon leadership has to change. Amazon controls this company, not the mayor, not the governor, not the U.S. Congress. And workers and public officials throughout the country need to join together and demand that change. Amazon's not going to change on its own. People need to make that demand. And I encourage workers in Tulsa and other places who are sick of these terrible conditions, and their families and their communities, and the leaders in these communities, to realize this company can change because there are other companies who never created this mess in the first place.
Yeah, so that's a couple of more questions. So, what would you say, you know, they failed to unionize in Bessemer, and Amazon's response is people don't want the union. So how do you respond to that?
Mm-hmm. You know, Amazon legally suppressed a union in Alabama. And we've had laws and systems in place for decades and decades to make it extremely difficult for workers to organize a union. And that law, and it would help if that law changed. But Amazon could change its working conditions tomorrow, because it knows how dangerous these conditions are. It knows that it's disciplining workers with this silent whip that keeps them working beyond their bodies and forces them to leave. Amazon knows that it's assigning workers to pick up heavy packages 15 times a minute, or whatever the ridiculous number is. This is not rocket science. It's not a big secret. And Amazon could change it tomorrow. And that has to happen. And whether these workers have a union or not, tomorrow, that change has to happen tomorrow, because thousands and thousands of workers are being injured every month, every year, more than any other individual company in the country. Probably because of these conditions.